Master and Account Podcast, episode number 1390. Today is the 7th of October 2021, and I'm your host, Michelle. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is Bells and the Mel Gibson Effect. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
The film, which has an incredible cast, featured one of Mel Gibson's best performances as Joaquin Phoenix, but managed to be both creepy and emotional. It's a heavy baggage that Mel Gibson has been carrying around for decades, and viewers who saw his Battlefield Hero film Hacksaw Ridge on Monday at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in Beverly Hills watched it. There was Gibson as the little crazy Abigail Breslin in Little Miss Sunshine and M. Night Shyamalan, who in the film shows signs of an alien invasion. Seeing Mel Gibson walk down the aisle to take the stage, there were standing ovations from producers and leading actors in the audience for a screening of his World War II hero film, Hacksaw Ridge. Gibson then turned to the main character's son, Desmond Doss Jr., who was a surprise guest at the screening. "It's one of the few so-called jump horror films, and it's effective." Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge gives the conscientious objector Desmond Doss an intimate and personal sense of heroism. His violence is as harrowing as any cinematic violence anchored in Garfield's sensitive and human portrayal. Gibson's cast as corrupt, racist cop Craig pulls down the concrete, but Mark Wahlberg's choice to play Bells reflects the real-life experience of the actors. The combined effect is that one-time Hollywood darling Mel Gibson has been ostracized by much of Hollywood's elite over the past decade. Gibson, best known for his roles in hit films such as Mad Max and Lethal Weapon, as well as directing The Passion of Christ and the Oscar-winning Braveheart, is also known for his struggles with alcohol and his alcohol-soaked rants against minorities, religious and ethnic groups. An Idaho drifter who claimed to be on a mission to pray for actor and director Mel Gibson was arrested in September after he walked through the gates of his Malibu estate and asked him to pray for him. Mel Gibson said the story of Desmond Doss, a conscientious objector who received the Medal of Honor for courage as a combat medic in World War II, clicked with him and producer Bill Mechanic and reached out for a third time in 2014. "The characters were compelling, and it was one of those stories that rang in my ears." The parody quote from Mel Gibson's William Wallace in the film Braveheart is a contradiction, but it's a sentiment that's easy to understand. When Joe says that bullying and intolerance have a lethal effect in the early scenes, you realize that I should speak for him and that the actors are there to make him look better. This dictates why we all trigger the Braveheart effect. People in more individualistic cultures, such as Britain, experience a particularly strong Braveheart effect when their individual and group freedoms are threatened. We experience the greatest Braveheart effect when we are told something by another person, even when we receive the same message in written form. If we feel that an actual person is interfering with our freedom, there is a greater Braveheart effect. The use of powerful or controlling language must have a greater Braveheart effect than non-controlling language, which must be taken into account. One reason we need to know about these effects is that we can see when we are experiencing them. Here are some examples of how knowledge about Braveheart effects can be used against us. Mel Gibson has fans, but his general appeal seems to be waning after a long and controversial absence from the big screen. The thriller Edge of Darkness, which marks Gibson's first leading role since 2002, opens with a whopping $17.1 million in the US and Canada on Friday and Sunday, according to distributor Warner Brothers' estimates. If Gibson is less than the fans of the film industry remember him, it is as much a case as they are willing to forget him. The thriller Edge of Darkness, which marked Gibson's first lead role since the 2002s, surpassed Walt Disney Studios' romantic comedy Rome, the other new film Avatar, which held on to the top spot. Ticket sales for the thriller on its opening weekend were the lowest for a film starring Mel Gibson since 1995's Braveheart, despite continued rising ticket prices. Producer Bill Mechanic tried to convince Mel Gibson in 2002 to join Hacksaw Ridge when he was on the peak of his career, and in 2010, 4 years after being exiled for making anti-Semitic remarks during a drunken drive in Malibu. Last week it was announced that Gibson would play and produce Professor Madman, a film about the emergence of the Oxford English Dictionary in the 19th century. In 2000, Gibson had one of his greatest commercial successes with the comedy Women Want to Whack Heads, which enabled him to hear women's thoughts. Not only did the screenplay by Tina Gordon, Peter Hyuk and Alex Gregory achieve the desired effect, Shankman's frenetic direction matched Meyer's stylish handling of Gibson's original.
This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1390. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.